Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Effect, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Dragons and worms wind their way through human history, keeping largely to the shadows of myth and legend, terrifying in their strength, mystery, and symbolic resonance. In the traditions of Sweden and northern Scandinavia, we find tales of just such a beast, the Lindworm. In older accounts, the Lindworm takes on a hybrid form. It has the body of a great serpent and a head like that of a horse, complete with a mane running down part of its neck. It occupies loathsome regions of the wilderness, guards buried treasure, spits venom, and in some cases may bite its own tail and roll like a hoop, or ascend into the sky, shedding sparks and fire. Folklorist Carol Rose also adds that in the later stages of its life, the Lindworm may mutate and take to the sea as a sea serpent. Now, the hoop snake account we can neatly tuck away as part of the larger tradition of the Ouroboros, the snake that bites or consumes its own tail. For the most part, this does not occur in the natural world, but it has proven to be an intriguing image in human cultures for ages. Likewise, we can file away the Lindworm's brilliant aerial maneuvers as part of a broader tradition of unidentified aerial phenomenon transformed into legend. And the treasure? Well, as pointed out by Thomas Malm in 2020's A Footnote to Scandinavian Herpetology, the Bronze Age saw tales from Asia and Africa traffic into Europe, including accounts of large constrictor snakes and spitting cobras. There also arrived beliefs from the Near East that if a human being buried valuables in secret, their greed would transform them after death, and they would come back from the grave as a large snake to guard the buried treasure. It stands to reason that the Lindworm is simply the convergence of all these elements, along with Swedish knowledge of native snake species, such as the grass snake. And yet the Lindworm seemed resistant to keep to the shadows of myth and legend, because among rural Swedes there remained sightings of the beast, and even accounts of fighting and slaying such monsters, and these continued throughout the Enlightenment and into the 19th century. As Malm details in his article published in the International Society for the History and Bibliography of Herpetology, one man was encouraged by these accounts to drag the Lindworm out of the shadows and into the world of scientific verification. Ethnologist Gunnar Olaf Hilton Cavalius, who lived 1818 through 1889. To be clear, it would be more than half a century before the term cryptozoology was introduced. Hilton Cavalius's curiosity certainly matched the spirit of earlier inquiries, and he was quick to insist that he himself was no zoologist. But he was fascinated by Swedish accounts of the Lindworm and was increasingly convinced that there must be some underlying reality to it. Not mere folklore or oversized descriptions of otters and grass snakes, but an actual large, fierce serpent with something resembling a horse's mane. He dismissed all the flying, hooping, and treasure guarding, but he believed an as yet undocumented organism awaited scientific discovery. And so, Hilton Cavalius drafted a memorandum to the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences and self-printed his report, compiling numerous accounts and his insistence that the existence of the Lindworm be explored. He offered a cash reward for proof of the creature's existence, assuring the common folk that a dead specimen could be pickled in schnapps within a waterproof vessel. The Swedish scientific community largely found his efforts amusing at best, at times lampooning the notion of rural Swedes rampaging through the forests in search of monsters, ready to dunk them in liquor and collect their reward. Alas, the Lindworm could not be coaxed out of the safety of folklore, and no proof was ever recovered of this large, fearsome serpent with something like a horse's mane. Hilton Cavallius went to his grave without ever seeing proof of the Lindworm's existence, and, as has been pointed out, this alone has some scientific value. But as Malm details, he did get his serpent in the end, as his gravestone in Skatalov features the emblem of a serpent biting its own tail. Special thanks to my son Sebastian on this episode. I was at a loss as to what to cover this week, and he instantly piped up at the breakfast table and suggested The Lindworm, which he learned about on the Netflix animated series Hilda. Tune in to additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.